الحب حياكم والشوق حيانا ليوننا ذكرى تسعد محيانا. السلام عليكم. I'm a student of Upper Humaira. I want to tell her story because she has been a huge motivating factor in my life and the life of many others. Her story is unusual in that she has achieved great things, although she has not had any tertiary education or formal Alima training. Upper Humaira started self-studying about our deen in the late 1970s. This was prompted by her then young son who was attending madrasa and learning to read Quran with tajweed. At home, his mother could not teach him tajweed, so she attended tajweed classes and thus started a lifelong passion of learning and teaching Islam. Thereafter, she joined the local ta'lim group, and since she was the only young woman in the group, she started doing the ta'lim in English, while the older women did it in Urdu. She was very regular and attended most of the Jamaat meetings. Her zeal for Islamic knowledge made it possible for her to absorb a lot from these gatherings of the pious and learned people. With the knowledge gained from such gatherings and from self-learning, she decided to share it with others. She began by teaching rebirths about Islam. She taught tajweed, which she continues to do to this day. In her spare time, she reads extensively on Islamic literature and wrote simplified notes for her students. Her topics included Sharia laws, Sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, death, dua, salah, to name but a few. She does most of her dawah work from home, and on request of people, she sometimes travels to other areas. She is engaged in dawah work for 4 days of the week. Upper Humaira's good work has spread by word of mouth, and as a result, many women from various areas attend her classes. Around 2003, she added yet another aspect to her dawah work. She, with other women, started workshops on various life skills. Upper Humaira contributes Islamic aspects to these workshops. The workshops are run on a weekly basis for most of the year. She is also involved in teaching ghusl and performing ghusl for the deceased. In addition, she has a great deal of fikr for the Muslim youth. She has classes for teenage girls most Saturdays. She also contributes to charitable work from home. One has to remember that Upper Humaira accomplishes all of the above in addition to her duties as a mother, wife and grandmother. She has no helper, yet conducts her homely duties with love and devotion. At present, she is taking care of her grandchildren. The dini work that she is doing thus requires a great deal of sacrifice, effort and time. She is an extremely motivating and positive person. She has made a difference to females from 10 years of age to the age of 70. At present, she has about 5 women who are nearly 70 and who are learning and practicing tajweed for the first time. Her challenge is to make people aware of the laws of Allah and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a simplified way which encourages women to attend regularly and practice what they learn. Her work has made the women who attend her classes feel more connected with their creator. Her reward will inshallah be in the year after because she has benefited so many from the confines of her home. She has done this work with no pride or show. Once again, I appeal to all young girls to use Upper Humaira as an example of how one can make a positive difference to other people's lives and achieve without any formal secular education. One just needs to have good intentions and Allah will certainly help to achieve one's goals. Upper Humaira is certainly my woman of wonder. بعد بعدي عنك أمي عدت مشتاقا لضمي عدت أستجدي رضاك الحب حياكم والشوق حيانا ليوننا ذكرى. السلام عليكم. I did not want to submit this, but my husband and my teenage daughter insisted that I do so. Their reasons are that they are proud of me because of what I have achieved. I didn't realize what they meant until they had to explain very simple facts, which meant a great deal to them. At the outset, I must state that there are many women who do what I have done and that I don't see it as being very special. My family, however, see it as being so, and I found it very touching that my daughter says that I am her role model. Up until 2 years ago, I was a career woman, with the support of my husband and family. I have 3 university degrees and had worked in the legal and commercial fields for 20 years. Of this, 15 years was spent running my own business, but when I found it too pressurized, I worked for a commercial firm. I felt I had to work in order to help my husband maintain the household, even though he insisted that there was no need to do so and that the decision not to work full-time would be mine. 2 years ago, I realized that my family, who are my greatest gift from Allah, needed me more than the company I worked for. I would get much more joy and satisfaction from being at home and would be happier. Even though some family members feel that I have wasted my life being a stay-at-home mom, the following convinces me that I have made the best decision. My children have blossomed and gained in confidence. My husband is much less stressed because I am there to help him sweat the small stuff. We are fortunate in that my husband and children are home at lunchtime every day, and we do have time to chat and discuss matters. My family have warm, home-cooked meals a day. I taught myself to cook and bake, and they are pleased with the efforts. I am able to help my husband whenever he needs work done or my comments on a matter. I am there to watch over my children and husband, see to their needs, talk to them, and love them. Since I am more relaxed, my husband and I are also happier, and this filters down to the children. I have become less materialistic and concerned with amusements like music, and I am teaching my children to respect people for who they are inside, not their material possessions. I am also able to give off my time to helping those who need help. I have become closer to Allah and love my religion. I never used to wear a scarf, but now it is a pleasure for me to do so, and I do feel awkward without a scarf. I am also able to give more time and attention to my Salah, Quran, and other deeni matters. My children are more important to me than my career ever was. I have stopped putting myself first, and I am focusing on them and their futures, while inculcating a love for Islam in them. In short, I have it all, but being at home has brought me closer to Allah and my family. I am submitting this because I hope that people will realize that having a career is not everything. Life is about what makes you happy and ultimately what makes Allah happy. Jazakumullah. في حنان كي أنام خبريني كيف تجرين لضمي كلما ناديت أمي خبريني حين كنت ترضيني كل حين حب ديني ها أنا صرت فتاك يا لسعدي حين يغشاني دعاك بعد بعدي عنك أمي عدت مشتاقا لضمي عدت أجدي رضاك سامحيني يا عيوني أنت أمي سامحيني
الحب حياكم والشوق حيانا ليوننا ذكرى.
السلام عليكم. Aisha had schooled only till standard 4, but never set a limit to educating herself by reading. Aisha married at 16 and had her first child at 17. Her two eldest daughters were hearing, speech, and visually impaired from birth. She faced many challenges, relocating so that her daughters could benefit from whatever education was available to Indian children with disabilities. Her daughters were never mollycoddled or made to believe they should expect to live a life that was less than their expectations. They were taught to cook, bake, sew, knit, crochet. They were talented and their efforts were highly praised. Parents sometimes make the mistake of discouraging their children who have disabilities to simply let life pass them by. During her third pregnancy, her husband married again. She could have opted for a divorce, but instead chose to make the best of her marriage. She loved and cared for the children from her husband's second marriage without treating them as if they were another woman's children. When her three daughters married all in the space of a year, she was overjoyed, and it wasn't too long until she was a proud granny. She took great delight in her first grandson. When her grandson was 3.5, he passed away in her arms in a horrific car accident. Allah knows best. She was severely injured and almost lost her life. Her husband was afflicted with severe head injuries, while she had two broken arms, a damaged spine, a broken leg, and internal injuries. Allah's will that her sheer determination and strength pulled her through. Her second grandson was born 2 weeks after the accident. Her husband never recovered, but with the help of her family, he required full care until he passed away 7 months after the accident. 18 months later, her son-in-law passed away from a sudden heart attack. Her eldest daughter was now a widow as well and pregnant with her third child. Aisha was now faced with bringing up two little ones. She began her own little home enterprise. This was indeed an achievement for a woman who had never thought of a career further than taking care of her home and family. These children are now teenagers and are deeply affectionate to their mama. Aisha has motivated and inspired many with her positive attitude and absolute faith in Allah's plan. She faced many adversities but grew strong from each of these challenges. She gave love and affection to all and is known for her disposition and sense of humor in all situations. She's always been ever ready to offer her support to her family and friends. Life has not become any easier since her spinal injuries from the car accident has now worsened and her osteoporosis makes it difficult to walk. Her two eldest daughters' deteriorating eyesight makes it a challenge for those around them. Aisha still assists with their household requirements and offering support. Her love and devotion and her way of always taking life head on has made her a source of inspiration to all who know her. Alhamdulillah, life has many woes and many joys. But the way we face life with Allah consciousness will make all the difference, inshallah. I think the most popular choice when prompted to think of a woman of wonder is our mothers. I am the fourth daughter of this amazing woman, and I am happy to conform, as I truly believe that Allah Ta'ala blessed me with a role model who is a true ideal of a woman of wonder. واستجدي رضاكي سامحيني يا عيوني أنت يوم